Lesson 1C, Exercise 5.
Put my bag in the front bedroom, Calpurnia, was the first thing Aunt Alexandra said. Jean Louise, stop scratching your head, was the second thing she said. Calpurnia picked up Aunt's heavy suitcase and opened the door.
I'll take it, said Jim, and took it.
I heard the suitcase hit the bedroom floor with a thump. The sound had a dull permanence about it. Have you come for a visit, Auntie? I asked. Aunt Alexandra's visits from the landing were rare, and she traveled in state. She owned a bright green square Buick and a black chauffeur, both kept in an unhealthy state of tidiness, but today they were nowhere to be seen.
Didn't your father tell you? She asked.
Jem and I shook our heads.
Probably he forgot. He's not in yet, is he?
No, he doesn't usually get back till late afternoon, said Jim.
Well, your father and I decided it was time I came to stay with you for a while.
For a while in Macomb meant anything from 3 days to 30 years. Jim and I exchanged glances.
Jim's growing up now, and you are too, she said to me. We decided that it would be best for you to have some feminine influence.
It won't be many years, Jean Louise, before you become interested in clothes and boys.
I could have made several answers to this. Cal's a girl. It would be many years before I would be interested in boys. I would never be interested in clothes. But I kept quiet.